ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमत्प्रणावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदम् पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. सो इन् दिस् बृहदारण्यक उपनिषत् वी हाव् डिसैडेड् टु सी दि होल् उपनिषत् even though it is a huge jungle, Brihadaranyakam. So, many, many upasanas are prescribed in the most of the Upanishad. Even though we are not practicing, I thought, we at least let us see what is there in the, we should understand what is there in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. If you take the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the very first Brahmanam, in the first chapter, first Brahmanam, we have seen the first Brahmanam, contents are the first Brahmanam. In the first Brahmanam, there is a glorification of the hearts was presented. Then, it's a upasanam was prescribed, Virad Upasanam. Virad Upasanam means this Ashva becomes the Alambanam and Virat was the, Virat Ishvara was meditated upon the Ashva. So having Ashva as the Alambanam, Virat Upasanam, meditation upon Virat Ishvara was prescribed. That is over, that we saw already. But the second Brahmanam, so the first Brahmanam consists only of two mantras. You know, the first Brahmanam has only two mantras. Of the two mantras, we have one mantra discusses the glorification of Ashva, hearts, and second mantra presents the how to invoke the, see the Ashva as the Virat. And what is Virat, you must remember definitely, you won't know. Now, we second Brahmanam. Second Brahmanam consists of six mantras. So first Brahmanam has only two mantras. Second Brahmanam consists of six mantras. Of these six mantras, main subject matter discussed is Upasanam. That is Agni Upasanam. Even though I say Agni Upasanam, Ashva Upasanam, still the main Ishvara meditated upon is Virat only. Virat Ishvara alone is meditated upon Agnihi and Ashvaha. So the second Brahmanam discusses the Virat Upasanam, but Alambanam is different Agnihi. I said. But before presenting, in the second Brahmanam, Upanishad says, discusses the creation. Upanishad, see, we have to go to Agni Bhagavan first. We have to meditate upon Agni. In order to meditate upon, we not invoke Virat Ishvara upon Agni, we should know how glorious Agni is. To know how glorious Agni is, Upanishad presents the creation. And because we now we know, we as because we're exposed to the study of the Upanishads, we know the creation portion discussed in any Upasanam, any Upanishad, we need not take much seriously because this the creation itself is only to understand the Brahman, understand the Ishvara, not for understand establishing the creation we know. Therefore, however creation is discussed, we don't take it very seriously. But still, here Srishti is discussed. And here, We saw in the previous first mantra, second Brahmana, before the universe came into existence, nothing was there. Nothing was there means the forms, names and functions were not there. And then, so this has, the entire universe has been this pervaded by Mrityuhu, we saw. We saw all those things. Now, the second same, that is the context where we also had a long discussion on nothing was there, should not be mistaken for non-existence. The cause also was existent, effect also was existent. Nothing was that was established in between. And now we have to come back to this lesson. So we see the third mantra, the second Brahmanam, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. In all these total mantras, until the fifth mantra, if we take, the Upasanam is Agni Upasanam or Virad Upasanam is discussed in the third mantra only. Third mantra only. So here what we need to actually understand, if you see, and is to understand the whole teaching, I discussed last class about this Ishvara. First of all, Ishvara. Whenever we talk about the creation, the Ishvara should be remembered. Ishvara means, Ishvara is a concept. Ishvara is Bhagavan. We have to understand very clearly before we enter into this mantra also. And this explained last class, let me remind you again, how we understood in the Mandukya Upanishad, Ishvara. We already, even Mandukya Upanishad also elaborately discussed these topics. In Mundaka, in Mandukya, already this topic of Ishvara was discussed. Just remember once again. So here, we say Virat Hiranyagarbha and Antaryamishwaraha. What are these three names? These three names are three names of Bhagavan. Three different functional names of Bhagavan. Which means, when you say Ishwaraha, already is a masculine gender word. Virad Ishwaraha, Hiranyagarbhaishwaraha, or Antaryamishwaraha. All these three words are masculine gender. Masculine gender words. When you say masculine gender words, which means we do not see the universe as inert matter. What is this Virad gross universe? The gross universe is manifestation of knowledge. Subtle universe also is manifestation of knowledge. Unmanifest universe also is nothing but knowledge. The source of the manifestation is also pure knowledge. All the way, in Pooja Swamiji's language, all the way there is knowledge. All the way there is knowledge means what? This gross universe, gross manifestation is manifestation of knowledge. Which means, therefore, Viradishwaraha. Subtle universe is what? Subtle universe also is nothing but manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, Hiranyagarbhaishwaraha. What about unmanifest universe? Unmanifest universe also is knowledge. What is the source of knowledge? Source of manifestation is pure knowledge. When you look at the reality as a source of knowledge, manifestation, as pure knowledge, we use the term Brahman or Atma. Then unmanifest universe is also what? Unmanifest universe does not exist outside of Ishvara, outside of Brahma. When you say unmanifest universe does not exist, means the world of opaque things does not exist outside of the light. Best example is the world of opaque things does not exist outside of the light. Cannot exist at all. It is exactly like saying if we the world of ornaments in a jewelry shop, in a gold shop, all the world of ornaments do not exist outside of the gold. Waves do not exist outside of the water. Similarly, opaque world of opaque things does not exist outside of the light. Similarly, the world of material objects, elemental forms, the world of elemental things does not exist outside of awareness, outside of consciousness. We can say we had to change our consciousness to knowledge. Why? Because the consciousness, when you say it is pure, source of knowledge is consciousness. Otherwise called pure knowledge. But we talk about manifest knowledge. Manifest knowledge is Ishvara. Pooja Swamiji gives emphasis like anything for this manifest knowledge. Because manifest alone is recognizable, interactable. Manifest alone is this life is only in manifestation. That is why we say Ishvara. So unmanifest universe, when you say, what is unmanifest universe? The universe which is not available for recognition, which is not available for interaction, which is not available for experience, enjoyment, is called unmanifest universe. Which means not uncreated universe. The unmanifest universe is not non-existent universe. You must be very careful. Unmanifest universe is not non-existent universe. Okay? That is people mistake the unmanifest universe to be non-existent universe. That is why they talk about the creation. They talk about the creation because they mistake the unmanifest universe to be non-existent universe. Therefore, unmanifest universe is non-interactable, non-experienceable, unexperienced universe. Universe is, there is a time universe remains, universe unmanifest means an undifferentiated also. When the universe is unmanifest, it's also undifferentiated. Avyakta prapanchaha is also called what? Avyakrita prapanchaha. Avyakta prapancha is avyakrita prapancha, undifferentiated. And this undifferentiated universe also is not at all looked upon as something outside of Bhagavan. Unmanifest universe also remains resolved, remains unmanifest, remains undifferentiated, one with Bhagavan. One with Bhagavan as Bhagavan. That is when you call it Antaryamishwaraha. Antaha Yamayati Sarvam Yaha. Antaha Yamayati Sarvam Yasmin. Saha Antaryamishwaraha. The one in whom, in which the whole universe remains undifferentiated, unmanifest, resolved is called Antaryamishwaraha. So unmanifest universe also is what? Shastram does not look at unmanifest universe as something universe. Unmanifest universe also Ishvara. What was Ishvara. The manifestation means the subtle manifestation is also Ishvara. Gross manifestation also Ishvara. From the unmanifest, first subtle becomes manifest, then through the subtle, gross becomes manifest. That is why always he said what now? These technical names are what? Viradeshwaraha, Hiranyagarbheshwaraha, Antaryameshwaraha. People are lazy, so we take the word Ishvara, we say Virat, we say Hiranyagarbha. We must supposed to add Ishvara to all the names. Okay? Viradeshwaraha, Hiranyagarbheshwaraha, Antaryameshwaraha. Okay. So, now this concept of Ishvara must be very clear. Now, that is why who is Ishvara, who is Bhagavan means Ishvara is a qualification name attributed to the manifest knowledge, manifest reality. Therefore, now it must become very clear. And it is this manifest knowledge which is in the form of the gross universe, subtle universe, unmanifest universe also. So that means repeated listening should make you understand there is no Jagat other than Ishvara. Now next step is, if this universe is there, means how this universe is, because universe is available for experience. The unmanifest universe also is available for experience. Manifest universe also is available for experience. How do we say that? The universe being unmanifest is experienced. Universe being manifest is experienced. When the universe being unmanifest is experienced, we call it a deep sleep state in our language. In the language of the Shastra, Mahapralayaha, the universe being unmanifest, undifferentiated, resolved is experienced, then that state of experience is called deep sleep state. The universe being totally manifest is also experienced, we call it a waking state, which means the universe is always unmanifest or manifest is available for experience, which means that experience, therefore universe becomes the experienced universe, and there is a experience of the universe, and that experience of the universe presupposes the experiencer, and that experiencer also is given three different names. What are three different names? Experiencer obtaining in the waking state is given the name Vishvaha. Experiencer obtaining in the dream state is given the name Taijasaha. Experiencer obtaining in the deep sleep state is given the name Prajnaha. Now we have to say this Vishvaha, technical name, Vishvaha, Taijasaha and Prajnaha are names given to what now? Manifest knowledge. Knowledge manifest as I. Okay, knowledge manifest as I is called what now? Given the names Vishvaha, Tajasaha, Prajnaha. Knowledge manifest as this is given three different names as Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Antaryamishwaraha. Now, Shastram says you have to see the whole. This experiencer also is nothing but manifestation of knowledge, I. The experienced world is also manifestation of knowledge, indicated by the pronoun idam, this, I and this. This together, this Vishvaha and Virat, together alone constitute what we say, constitute as one. Then we call this, the whole is Ishvara. Okay? The experiencer obtaining in the waking state, and experienced universe obtaining the waking state, together alone is given the name as what is, we say, all this both together is symbolized by Akara in the Omkara. The O in Omkara stands for this both experiencer and the experienced obtaining in the waking state. Together, Akara. So what does it mean? It's a whole manifestation. Experiencer also, experiencer I is also manifestation of knowledge. Experienced this world is also manifestation of knowledge. From the standpoint of the knowledge, there is no I this difference. There's no experienced division is not there. This is a concept has to be understood very clearly, then we can enter to the text. Is it clear now? There's no experiencer, experienced division is not there from the standpoint of the manifest knowledge. Why? Because experiencer I is also nothing but manifestation of knowledge. Experienced this world is also manifestation of knowledge. What a without manifestation of knowledge, there cannot be I, there cannot be this. Therefore, I and this, experiencer and the experienced, are nothing but Ishvara. Both are Ishvara. When you say both are Ishvara, means they are not both. The only Ishvara is manifest as I and this. Similarly, the subtle also we say, the experience, even if there's a subtle universe, subtle world also is nothing but, subtle universe also is nothing but Ishvara, manifest knowledge. What is Ishvara? Knowledge manifest is Ishvara. There's no Ishvara other than knowledge. Now, Ishvaraha Bhagavan, when you say Arive Devam, Tamil, we have beautiful sentence. Knowledge is God. Arive Devam means knowledge is God. Knowledge is Ishvara. What is Ishvara? Knowledge is Ishvara. Which knowledge? The knowledge manifest is Ishvara. Manifest as what? Manifest as the experiencer and the experienced world. Both are one and the same knowledge. Knowledge is indivisible. Ishvara is one. And we say subtle universe also nothing but manifestation of knowledge only. Subtle also. Therefore, the matter is not at all considered here. Matter doesn't exist outside of, independent of the manifest knowledge. Therefore, subtle universe, which lends existence for the gross universe also. Again, there's experiencer. I and the experienced. This is also what? Two technical name, ten terms are used. Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbha. So, Hiranyagarbha is nothing but Hiranyagarbha is Ishvara. When you look at the subtle universe, Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha. So this aham and idam, I and this, experiencer, I experienced this, both are nothing but manifestation of knowledge only. From the standpoint of knowledge, there's no experiencer, experienced division is not there. This is also, this together, experiencer and experienced together, indicated by what? The Ukaraha. Ukara stands for the total experiencer and experience subtle manifestation, experienced world together are symbolized by Ukara in Omkara. Then we say unmanifest universe. Unmanifest is also what? Unmanifest universe also is experience. Unmanifest universe being experienced. Universe is unmanifest. Universe is not available for experience. That is known. Therefore, unmanifest universe also is experienced. Therefore, we say the experiencer, I, and experienced this unmanifest universe together are indicated, are symbolized by the consonant M in Omkara. Okay, Makara. M. Now this unmanifest also, experiencer, I, and experienced unmanifest universe, unmanifest means undifferentiated universe. Experienced, unmanifest, undifferentiated universe together constitute Ishvara. So all Pooja Swamiji says all the way there is only knowledge. Okay. Unmanifest universe and experiencer of the unmanifest universe, both are essentially what? Manifestation of knowledge. The manifest, subtly manifest universe, manifestation and the experience of subtle manifestation are all the way what? Manifestation of knowledge. The experience, the subtle gross universe and the experiencer are all what? Nothing but manifestation of knowledge. I and this. I, this. Aham, idam. Two pronouns. First person, third person. These two pronouns. You can reduce the whole into two pronouns. I and this. I and this together is what now? nothing but manifestation of knowledge. Manifest knowledge is Ishvara. Therefore, all the way there is only Ishvara. This is what Risha Pooja Swami says. Now, this Vishvaha Virat, Taijasaha Hiranyagarbha, Pragyaha Antaryameshwaraha, all the three pairs are symbolized by Akara, Vukara, Makara. This we understood very clearly when we did Mandukya Upanishad. This also we briefly understood in Mundaka Upanishad also. Now, this is what Ishvara. There's no Jagat. There's only Ishvara. Because, and what is the source of manifestation? The source of manifestation is light of knowledge in the presence of which alone the universe manifest or unmanifest enjoys existence. It is this knowledge alone, the universe comes, becomes manifest, remains unmanifest. That light of knowledge is recognized with reference to the standpoint of the universe, is manifest knowledge. The source of manifestation is, just to distinguish it, we say pure knowledge. Really speaking, there's just knowledge. There's only awareness, consciousness, knowledge in whose presence the whole Jagat shines. The elemental world shines, is given the title Ishvara. Okay, as the source of everything. Now, this is the general understanding. That is why for us, what is Ishvara. You have to talk about what is this Ishvara. Bhagavan is there. There's neither Jagat nor experiencer absolutely. Relatively only experiencer, I experienced world. Therefore, we look at everything as Ishvara. There's only Ishvara. There's only Bhagavan. And this is the basic teaching. The Upanishads just to establish this manifest knowledge is nothing but Brahma. Absolutely, this is what is the reality. This the manifest knowledge, which has its source, is called reality. That reality is implied with the term Brahman or Atma. When a person discovers, he can say what? If I am knowledge, manifest knowledge. This also is manifest knowledge. The source of manifestation is Brahma. Therefore, he can say what? Aham Brahma Asmi. Idam Sarvam Brahma Kalu. All that is here is Brahman. Aham Brahma Asmi. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. I am Brahman. The whole cosmos is also Brahma. Why? What is only Brahma absolutely. Relatively, there is difference. This is the main teaching of any Upanishad. But the Srishti differs from Upanishad to Upanishad. That we understood also very well. So in this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, now I'm coming to the point. Okay, this we should not forget, because without this understanding, I didn't want to go ahead. Otherwise, it will not make any sense. Repeated listening should make you see where is Jagat. There's no Jagat at all. There's only knowledge. That must come to the mind. Now, in the second Brahmanam of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, as I said, the main topic is what? Agni Upasanam. In this Agni Upasanam, what is meditated upon? Not the Hiranyagarbha, not Antaryameshwara, but Virat. Why Virat? Virat means total manifestation. Total manifestation is Virat. The Virat is meditated upon Agnihi. And that Agni Upasanam is discussed in the third mantra of the second Brahmanam. So first it was said, but in this Upanishad, generally how it is presented, there is Brahma, then there is manifestation of knowledge. We call it first Antaryamishwara. There is manifest knowledge. There is knowledge. And in that knowledge, universe remains unmanifest. then the universe becomes, slowly subtle universe becomes manifest. Then the gross universe becomes manifest. This is how the Upanishad teaches. But in this Upanishad, Antaryamishvara is not at all mentioned. Directly, Hiranyagarbha is mentioned. Directly, Hiranyagarbha is mentioned. And he said, Hiranyagarbha is given a, how do Hiranyagarbha create this universe? From Hiranyagarbha, the universe came into existence. But how is creation presented that we saw last class? Hiranyagarbha was there, and Hiranyagarbha was very, very happy about his capacity to create. Hiranyagarbha is the one who is endowed with the capacity to create. Okay, the Srishti Shakti. Okay, one who is endowed with the capacity to create is Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, he was very happy, and there was self-admiration on the part of Hiranyagarbha. Oh, I am blessed with this capacity to create. He was thinking, it seems. When he was appreciating, admiring his own capacity to create, that in admiration itself, self-admiration itself, what happened? He created. He created means Hiranyagarbha converted himself into three factors. Hiranyagarbha converted himself into three factors. And what are those three factors he converted himself into? That also I told you last class, I think. I don't know whether you remember, you do not remember. Anyway, let me make it very clear. He converted himself into three factors. That is, Agnihi, Vayuhu and Arkaha. Agnihi, Vayuhu and Arkaha. Agnihi, fire, Vayuhu and Agnihi, Apaha, Adityaha. Let me tell you again. Agnihi, Agnihi, fire, principle. Then we can say Vayuhu, then Adityaha. Now, Upanishad does not elaborate on these things. What happened to Agni? Because now Agni, we have to. Of these three factors, we need not think about now. Upanishad does not say anything more about Aditya or Vayu, other details. If we take this Agnihi alone, this Agni is going to be taken as an alambanam for meditation. Agni is going to be the alambanam. Agni must have some glorification. So Upanishad glorifies the Agnihi. Upanishad presents the glorification of Agnihi. How? What is the glorification of Agnihi? Agni has two different qualifications. Agni has two different qualifications. First one qualification is Arkaha. And another qualification is Appratishtitaha. Appratishtitaha. Why these two qualifications are given, let me tell you. We have so many small names will be coming. We have to remember. Agnihi, now we have to see the Agni Upasanam. And before Agni Upasanam, we need to know Agni's greatness. Why Agni is great? Because Hiranyagarbha himself divided himself into three factors. Agnihi, Apaha, Adityaha. And this Agni alone is taken for meditation here as an alambanam for meditation. Therefore, we have to say Agni Upasanam or Agni Alambanaka அக்னி ஆலம்பனக ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்ப உபாசனம். ஓகே, இட் இஸ் ஃபைன். திஸ் அக்னிஹி இஸ் கிவன் டூ டிஃபரண்ட் குவாலிபிகேஷன்ஸ், டூ டிஃபரண்ட் டைட்டில்ஸ். வாட் ஆர் தி டைட்டில்ஸ்? ஒன் டைட்டில் இஸ் அர்க்கஹா, அனதர் டைட்டில் இஸ் கால்ட் அர்க்கஹா அப் பிரதிஷ்டிதா. அர்க்கஹா அப் பிரதிஷ்டிதா. ஐ கேன் சே அக்னேஹே நாமத்வயம் அஸ்தி. வாட் ஆர் தி டூ நேம்ஸ் ஆஃப் அக்னி? அர்க்கஹா அப் பிரதிஷ்டிதா. நவ் வி ஷுட் நோ கிமர்த்தம் அக்னேஹே அர்க்கஹா இதி நாம ஜாதம். Why did Agni has this name Arkaha? Because, now extra word. The word, if you take kam is, in Sanskritam, udakam means jalam. Udakam means apaha. Udakam means water. And from that udakam, Upanishad says, at a shortened form of udakam is kam. Shortened form of udakam is kam. Udakam means water. And udakam, if you take, just take only kam. The kam alone means water. And this Hiranyagarbha became water. How did he become water? When he was worshipping himself, he was glorifying himself, he was admiring himself. When Hiranyagarbha was glorifying himself, then he got himself divided into three factors as Agnihi, Apaha and Adityaha. Therefore, this festival, Kam is what? Kam stands for water. Kam means what? Water. And when Hiranyagarbha created this water, when he was glorifying himself, and the glorification is what? Archanam. Archanam means archati, means worships, glorifies, praises, admires. Archati. In temples we say archana. Okay, archanam means glorifying, self admiration, self worshipping. It's called swarchanam. Swarchanam in Tamil, archana means sometimes it's scolding also they call archana. Okay, that is different. So somebody scolds you, they call it archana. That's it. Here self worshipping. So the word arkaha So Hiranyagarbha is called Arkaha. Why? Because he created this water when he was admiring himself, when he was glorifying himself. Archana samaye utpaditaham kam. Okay, therefore is called Arkaha. So the word arkaha is given to three different beings here. Hiranyagarbha is also known as arkaha. And Agni is also called arkaha. Sun is also called arkaha. That we'll see that later on. So now first we understand why Hiranyagarbha is given the name arkaha. Because he created this water when he was worshipping himself, when he was admiring himself, when he was glorifying himself. Or he is called Arkaha. That's one. But Agni is given two different qualifications. One qualification is Arkaha, another qualification is Apratishtitaha. That is because this why Agni is called Arkaha? We have to know why Agni is called Arkaha. If a person meditates upon Agni, he will have abundance of joy, he will have abundance of water, it seems. Agni Upasana will bless a person with abundance of water. Okay. The word come has two meanings. The word come has two meanings. One meaning is water, udakam. Another meaning of the word come is what? Anandaha, sukham. Sukham, we have to be very careful. Come of udakam has two meanings. One meaning is water, another meaning is anandaha. If a person meditates upon Agni, that person will be blessed with abundance of joy or peace, and he'll be blessed with the abundance of water also. Agni Upasanam will bless a person with water. Can you believe? So if people want more, wherever drought is there, where water scarcity is there they must do Agni Upasanam and they'll have water. That is what the Upanishad says. Therefore, Agnihi is called Arkaha because the person who meditates upon Agni will be blessed with a lot of water. If he is an agriculturalist or a farmer, and he will not have water scarcity problem in his well. Okay, and he will have lands in a place where he'll get proper rains. Therefore, Agnihi is called Arkaha because the meditator upon Agni will be blessed with abundance of kam, joy, and also water. The whole Agni is called Arkaha. This is one meaning. Then Agni is also known as Appratishtitaha. Pratishta means support. In creation, when Hiranyagarbha created Agni, when Hiranyagarbha divided himself into three, first came water and then came Agni. This Agni has water as its support. Up means water. You must remember how many words are there. Up means water. And Agni has its basis support in the water. Therefore, Pratishtitaha means that which has support or base in the water is called Appratishtitaha. Not Appratishtitaha. Be careful. You say Appratishtitaha means supportless. Pratishta, support. Pratishtitaha means that which is supported. Pratishtitaha means the Agni which has water as its support is called Appratishtitaha. Appratishtitaha. These two names you have to remember. Why Agni is called Arkaha? Why Agni is called Appratishtitaha? Two qualifications. Two names are given. Two reasons, you know why now, isn't it? Therefore, Agni has its basis, support in the water. Therefore, Agni is called Appratishtitaha. Agni is called Arkaha because the worshipper of Agni will be blessed with Kam. Archanam means worshipping. Arkaha means the worshipper of the Agni will be blessed with peace, happiness and water. Therefore, he is called, Agni is called Arkaha. Is it clear now? You must remember, Hiranyagarbha also has named the Arkaha. Agni is also called Arkaha. The two different reasons. Hiranyagarbha created Agni when he was worshipping himself. Therefore, he is called Arkaha. But Agni is called Arkaha because Agni is the bestower of water and peace, happiness for the worshippers. Therefore, he is called Arkaha. we need to know only about Agni, because Agni is going to be meditated upon. Okay. Now you know why Agni is given two different titles. Now, the in remembering the meaning of the name Arkaha, you have to remember the meaning of the word Kam. Only one letter. Kam means water. Kam also means happiness. And the worshipper of Agni will have water and happiness. Therefore, he is called Arkaha. And he is called Appratishtitaha, because Agni has its support basis in the fire, the water. Therefore, Appratishtitaha. And with understanding, let us proceed further. Now, the next important thing we have to see is, this what is discussed in the second mantra and all that. So the third mantra presents the upasanam, actual upasanam. Suppose if we have to invoke, Virat upon Ashvaha, we saw what the Virat means. The whole gross universe is Virat. Therefore, you have to see which part of Virat is symbolized by which part of the hearts. We saw that, isn't it? What is hearts is legs stand for? What are hearts is stomach stand for? We saw like that. At least hearts has a form. Hearts has head, tail, you know, the four legs. Now you can say hearts has a beautiful form. So it is easy to see the whole Virat upon Ashva. But now we have to see the whole cosmic being Virat upon Agni Devata. How to invoke Virat upon Agni? That is what is discussed in the third mantra of the third mantra of Agni Upasanam, in the third mantra of the second Brahmanam. I'm going to read the mantra. You can follow the third mantra of the second Brahmanam. Lot of preparation. Only first one or two classes, then afterward will be fast. I'm going to read the third mantra of the second Brahmanam.
Satredhatmanam vyakurutat vyakuruta saha tredha atmanam vyakuruta.
First sentence. Adityam tritiyam vayum tritiyam
sayesha pranas tredha vihitaha.
Now, second onwards, we are going to see that Agni, how to invoke Virat upon Agni, that is said here.
Tasya prachidik sharaha asau chasau charchema chermau. Athasya pratichi dik pucham asau chasau cha saktau dakshina choditi cha parshve dyauhu shashtam antariksham udaram iyamuraha sayeshop supratishthitaha yatrakva chaiti tadeva pratitishthati evam vidvan.
Until then, the third mantra. I'll repeat again.
Satredhatmanam vyakuruta adityam tritiyam vayum tritiyam sayesha pranastredha vihitaha tasya pratichi diksharosau chasau chermau athasya pratichi dikpucham asau chasau cha saktau dakshinacho diti cha parshve dyauhu prishtham antariksham udaramiyam uraha sa yeshop supratishthitaha யத்ர க்வச்சைவ சைதி ததேவ ப்ரதிதிஷ்டத்யேவம் வித்வான்.
ரிபீட் மந்திரா அகைன். இட்ஸ் ஃபனி, இட் இஸ் த வேர்ட்ஸ் பிரதானிக்கம் ஆர் காம்ப்ளிகேட்டட் வேர்ட்ஸ், நாட் ஈஸி லைக் அதர் மந்திராஸ் உபனிஷத்ஸ்.
சத்ரேதாத்மானம் வ்யகுருத,
யூ காண்ட் ஃபைண்ட் அ ஃபுல் ஸ்டாப் தேர், யூ ஹாவ் டு லுக் இன்டு இட்.
சத்ரேதாத்மானம் வ்யகுருத,
ஸ்டாப்.
ஆதித்யம் த்ருதீயம், வாயும் த்ருதீயம்.
நெக்ஸ்ட்,
ச ஏஷ பிராண த்ரேதா விஹிதஹ, ச ஏஷ பிராண த்ரேதா விஹிதஹ.
நெக்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ்,
தஸ்ய ப்ரதீச்சி திக், தஸ்ய ப்ரதீச்சி திக் ஷிரஹ, தஸ்ய ப்ரதீச்சி திக் ஷிரஹ. அசௌ ச அசௌ ச அசௌ ச சேர்மௌ, தஸ்ய ப்ரதீச்சி திக் ஷிரஹ, அசௌ சாசௌ சேர்மௌ. அதாஸ்ய ப்ரதீச்சி திக், அதாஸ்ய ப்ரதீச்சி திக் புச்சம், அசௌ சாசௌ ச சக்தௌ, அசௌ சாசௌ ச சக்தௌ. தக்ஷிணா ச உதீச்சி ச, தக்ஷிணா ச உதீச்சி ச பார்ஷ்வே த்யௌஹ ப்ருஷ்டம், தக்ஷிணா ச உதீச்சி ச பார்ஷ்வே, தக்ஷிணா ச உதீச்சி ச பார்ஷ்வே. தென் த்யௌஹ ப்ருஷ்டம், அந்தரிக்ஷம் உதரம் இயமுரஹ. த்யௌஹ ப்ருஷ்டம் அந்தரிக்ஷம் உதரமியம் உரஹ, ச ஏஷவோப்சு ப்ரதிஷ்டிதஹ, யத்ர க்வசைதி ததேவ ப்ரதிதிஷ்டத்யேவம் வித்வான்.
ஓகே, திஸ் இஸ் தி தேர்ட் மந்த்ரா. திஸ் இஸ் தி மந்த்ரா வி ஹாவ் டு நோ கரெக்ட்லி, பிகாஸ் ஓன்லி இன் திஸ் மந்த்ரா, திஸ் மந்த்ரா இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ஃபார் அஸ் இன் திஸ் போர்ஷன். இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் மீன்ஸ் வாட், இன் திஸ் ஹோல் ஆஃப் செகண்ட் பிராமணம் this third mantra is important for us. Why? Because this is where agni upasanam is prescribed. The what is the important part for us? Agni upasanam, and agni is alambanam, virat is ishvara. So here let us see the understand now. First we see how to meditate upon virat, how to invoke virat upon agnihi, that we have to see. We saw how we invoke virat upon hirana ashva hearts we saw. So here we have to see agnihi. Now first we see tasya pratichi dikhi, பிரதீச்சி திக், பிரதீச்சி. பிரதீச்சி இஸ் மீன்ஸ் வெஸ்டர்ன் டைரக்ஷன், வெஸ்ட். பிரதீச்சி ஸ்திரீலிங்க சப்த, ஈ காராந்த் ஸ்திரீலிங்க சப்த. பிரதீச்சி மீன்ஸ் வெஸ்ட். ஓகே, பிரதீச்சி வெஸ்ட். சோ வாட் இஸ் பிரதீச்சி ஹியர்? ஷிரஹா, shiraha. The pratichi literally means west. No, first is coming prachi. Prachi means east. Pratichi west, prachi east. Tasya prachi dik shiraha, atasya pratichi dik puccham. பிராச்சி பிரதீச்சி தக்ஷிணா உதீச்சி, பெட்டர் நோ ஃபோர் டைரக்ஷன்ஸ் இன் சம்ஸ்கிருதம். ஓகே, பிராச்சி ప్రతీచి దక్షిణ ఉదీచి ప్రాచి ఈస్ట్ ప్రతీచి వెస్ట్ ప్రతీచి దిశ ఆర్ దిక్ ప్రాచి దిక్ ప్రతీచి దిక్ దక్షిణా దిక్ ఉదీచి దిక్ ఉదీచి ప్రాచి ప్రతీచి ఉదీచి దక్షిణ. Somebody's name is Prachi. I remember I used to hear often. I forgot the name. Anyway, Prachi east. The direction is called Prachi. But here, what should you say now? When the fire is blowing, okay, the fire is burning, you have to see the eastern side of the fire, the western side of the fire, the northern side of the fire, southern side of the fire. Okay, the fire is burning, you can see the flame, and there you have to make out east, which is the eastern side, which is this eastern part, which is the western part, which is the northern part, which is the southern part. You have to see the Agni. Now you have to imagine in front of you Agni. Which Agni? Ashwamedha Agni. You can imagine any ritual. You know, suppose a priest is performing a fire ritual. And there in the middle, from the middle of the Agni Kunda, fire, big fire is coming. Nice big fire flame is there. And there, eastern side part of the Agnihi, western part of the Agnihi, southern part of the Agnihi, northern part of the Agnihi, you can see. Okay, that all the four you have to see first. So pratichi dik shiraha. So now we must imagine the whole cosmos is Virat, and Virat is given a form. Virat is given a huge Virat Purushaha, Perumal. Virat is given a Perumal. Virat has a head, Virat has heads and legs, etc., everything. Now, Virat's head should be invoked upon what now? We see the eastern part of the Agni Bhagavan should be seen as head of the Virat. Virat's head must be invoked upon eastern part of the Agni Devata. Is it clear now? Therefore, Prachi Dikshiraha. I make you meditate now itself. Just visualize. Prachi Dikshiraha. Virat's head is invoked upon eastern part of the Agni Bhagavan. Okay. Now next. Now you must remember, head is, you're already seeing meditation now. Then now, అసౌచ అసౌచేర్మౌ అథాస్య ప్రతీచి నో ప్రతీచి దిక్ ప్రతీచి దిక్ మీన్స్ వెస్టర్న్ డైరెక్షన్ యు టేక్ ఇట్ ఎస్ వాట్ వెస్టర్న్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫైర్ విచ్ మీన్స్ వెస్టర్న్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫైర్ షుడ్ బి సీన్ యాజ్ పుచ్చం 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 మీన్స్ టెయిల్ Puccham literally means tail. So tail part of Virat means lower part of the Virat. Puccham literally means tail. Tail part of Virat is the lower part of the Virat. So head of the Virat, you see, invoke upon the western part of the fire. Sorry, eastern part of the fire. Then you invoke the Virat's tail part. Tail part, head part. Head part of Virat is invoked upon eastern part of the fire. And the tail part, the lower part of Virat, is invoked upon the western part of the Agni Bhagavan. Pratichi dik as atha asya pratichi dik puccham. Puccham means Virat's lower part, Virat's tail part. Now you have seen what is head and what is tail. Head and tail of Virat must be invoked upon eastern, western parts of the Agni Bhagavan. is completely imaginative. Okay, where Agni doesn't have west and east, but you have to see Agni from western part of the Agni, which is the eastern part of Agni, and which is the head and tail of Virat. Your main parts have been brought now between the two. Then afterwards, we have Dakshinacha Udichicha. Dakshinacha Udichicha. What I'm telling that you can take first. Dakshinacha Udichicha. There are Gunasandhi. Dakshina. Southern direction. Cha Udichi. Northern direction. Direction will be taken as part of the Agni. Parshve Dakshinacha Udichicha Parshve. Here you must remember Parshve. Parshvam singular. Parshvam means side. Parshvam means side. Parshve is what? Dual. Parshvam, Parshve, Parshvani. Parshvam one side. Parshve two sides. Dual. Two sides of Virat. Two side portions of Virat. Really imagine, visualize, okay? These two sides of Virat should be seen as southern and northern parts of Agni. Dakshinacha Udichicha Parshve. Parshve. Two sides of Viradishvara must be invoked upon southern and northern parts of Udichicha Parshve. The Swami told not to waste a lot of time on these things. Dakshinacha Udichicha Parshve. Parshvam side. Parshve two sides. Two sides of Virat should be seen. What are they now? Do you see the Agni? One Agni, you are seeing the whole Jagat invoking upon the Agni. You see the southern side part of the Agni and the northern part of the Agni as two sides of Virat. Okay. Two important. Now, next. Dyauhu prishtam. Dyauhu prishtam. Dyauhu means, Dyauhu means, literally the word Dyauhu hand stands for heaven. Dyauhu means heaven. So now prishtam. Dyauhu prishtam. I want a literal meaning. The word prishtam means back. You know, our back is called prishtam. If you say prishtam, prishta vedana asti means what now? You have back pain. Okay. I don't want to have back pain. I'm just saying prishtam means back. Literally prishtam means back. You say prishtam of the mountain means what? The peak actually, isn't it? Prishtam. Prishtam means back. But here we should take Dyauhu prishtam dyauhu. Prishtam dyauhu. Nicely it is given. Dyauhu prishtam. Dyauhu prishtam. So dyauhu here, prishtam is, you can see the fire, upper part of the fire. Upper part of the fire means what? When the fire is burning, you can see the fire. You have seen the four parts of the Agni now, four directions, isn't it? Now you're seeing the flame, top part of the flame, upper part of the flame, you see as what? That is called prishtam. The prishtam literally means back. Here you should take it as the upper part of the Agni in the fire ritual. Upper part of the Agni should be invoked as what? Virat in the form of heaven. The heaven is also Virat. See, the entire manifestation is Virat. So heaven also is Virat only. Okay. Heaven is not outside of the Virat. Heaven, Swargaha, Dyauhu is equal to Swargaha, heaven. That heaven should be invoked upon Agni's top, that upper portion, upper part, the top part of the flame. Which is heaven now? No, what is heaven? So what is Pratichi? What is Prachi? What is Dakshina? What is Udichi? Now upper part of the fire must be seen as what? Virat. Which part of Virat? Heaven. Dyauhu Prishtam. Is it clear? Dyauhu Prishtam is clear. Now when you see the flame, always the top of the flame, you must see it as heaven. If you're able to see, you are doing Virat Upasana. If you see, in every time you see the ritual, there's a big, huge flame. Purnahuti time, they make a very big flame. And the top of the flame, if you're able to see it as heaven. Okay, this top part stands for heaven, which is Virat. Then, okay, Prishtam, Dyauhu Prishtam, next. Antariksham Udaram. Antariksham Udaram. I need not translate. Antariksham Udaram.
Antariksham Udaram.
Children, sit next. Antariksham Udaram. Antariksham means what? Intermediary space. Antariksha means intermediary space. You know very well. And Udaramakar what? Agni's part of Agni, top portion, upper part of the Agni as heaven. Then you see the middle part of the Agni, that is the chest part of the Agni. Chest part, which is chest part of Agni? You can see the just below the top part of the flame, you can see what? Chest part of the Agni. Chest part of the Agni is what? Antariksham. Intermediary space. It is also said, Udaram Iyam Uraha. Uras means chest. Uras, chest part. The chest part is called, is looks as what? Chest part is earth. Uraha means uras, sakaranta shabda. Intermediary space. Then udaram, stomach, we said. Is it in the middle part? Then uraha, chest part is earth. Then afterwards, next, I'm going to do next one. Ye sa ye shaha apsu pratishthitaha. Ye shaha apsu pratishthitaha. So that the uras means chest. The chest is what? The prithvi. Prithvi, the earth is seen as the chest part of the chest part of the fire is seen as the earth. You invoke earth, Virat's earth upon the chest part of the Agni. Uraha, Iyam Uraha. Iyam Prithivi Uraha. Iyam means this. Iyam Uraha. எம் உரஸ். இன்டர்மீடியட் ஸ்பேஸ் இஸ் வாட் ஸ்டமக். அந்தரிக்ஷம் உதரம். இன்டர்மீடியட் ஸ்பேஸ் இஸ் இன்வோக்ட் அப்பான் தி ஸ்டமக் பார்ட் ஆஃப் தி ஃபயர், விச் இஸ் மிடில் பார்ட் ஆஃப் தி ஃபயர். தென் பிலோ தட் வி ஹாவ் தி செஸ்ட் உரஸ். த உரஸ் ஆஃப் விராட் இஸ் வாட் seen as the earth is seen as the chest part. Now seeing, you have to see three factors here. The top of the fire you must be able to see as heaven. Just below the top part of the fire you should see it as udaram, intermediary udaram. That is the udaram, that is the உதரம் மீன்ஸ் இன்டர்மீடியரி பார்ட் ஆஃப் தி இன்டர்மீடியரி ஸ்பேஸ். தென் இயம் உரஹா, யூ சீ தென் பிலோ தட் போர்ஷன் யூ சீ தி செஸ்ட் பார்ட் ஆஸ் தி இயம் பிருத்திவி தி எர்த். இயம் உரஹா, காட் இட் நவ்? இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? Clear or not? Any doubt, please tell me. Then I can repeat. Okay. Now next, we have Saha Yeshaha Apsu Pratishthitaha. Saha Yeshaha Apsu Pratishthitaha. Saha Yeshaha, this Agni, Pratishthitaha. He is established in water. Agnihi is established in water. You know, Agni has its base in support in the water. Therefore, yatra kvachaiti tadeva pratitishtati. Now, you can see the entire Agni. The entire Agni is visualized here as Virat. We mean the whole Virat is invoked upon the Agni. And this Virat is what the Virat is inclusive of Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, all the three worlds. Virat stands for all the three worlds. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. And this Virat in the form of three worlds is invoked upon this fire. Now, this Agni, he has what? Agni has two qualifications. I said, Agni is called Arkaha. Agni is called Appratishthitaha. Therefore, Evam Vidwan. So the person who meditates, who practices this meditation, who invokes Virat Ishvara obtaining in the form of three worlds, Virat, upon this Agni, and seeing the Agni as Arkaha and Appratishthitaha. That person will be blessed with peace, happiness, and water. He will have abundance of water. He will be blessed with prosperity. That's the meaning.
Swami.
Okay. This what is the important content we need to know from the first five mantras. Nothing much to need to know. I'm reading the fourth mantra. Fourth mantra I'm reading now. So kamayata dvitiyosa atma jayeta iti so kamayata. I'm reading the next fourth mantra. So Upanishad does not elaborate on these things. Upanishad very briefly mentioned, but we have taken it as elaborate discussion, presentation. The whole Agni Bhagavan is looked upon as Virat Purusha. And how do you invoke Virat? This is how Virat is invoked upon Agnihi. That is finished in the third mantra. Now we'll see the fourth mantra. So Kamayata. So Kamayata. Dvitiyoma Atma Jayeta. Dvitiyoma Atma Jayeta. Iti. I'm repeating this again. So Kamayata. Dvitiyoma Atma Jayeta. Iti. Samanasavacham Mithunagam Samabhavat. Manasavacham Mithunagam Samabhavat. Ashanaya Mrityuhu. Tad Yad Retas Retaha Asit. Ashanaya Mrityuhu. Tad yad retas asit sa samvatsaro abhavat sa samvatsaraha abhavat na khapura tataha samvatsara asa tametavantam kalam apibaha abhibhavaha tametavantam kalam abhibhavaha abhibaha. Now there's no vada. Abhibaha yavan samvatsarasa tametavataha kalasya parastad asrujata tam jatam abhivyadadat saha banakarot saiva vagabhavate. Tam jatam abhivyadadat sabana karot saiva vagabhavat. Again, more srishti is discussed. The third mantra, that Agni Upasana, is over. Now here we say, so kamayata dvitiyaha sa atma atma jayeta iti samana samvacham mithunagum samabhavat ashanaya mrityuhu tadyadretas asit sa samvatsaro bhavat naha puratataha samvatsara asa tametavantam kalama bibaha yavan samvatsaraha tametavataha kalasya paraha tad varastad asrujata kalasya parastada srijata yavan samvatsarastametavataha kalasya parastad asrijata tam jatam abhivyadadat sabhan karot saiva vagabhavat. Okay, let me tell you. Then further, after having presented the Agni Upasanam. Now, in this fourth mantra, what does Upanishad say? Again, this Hiranyagarbha, further, he desired, and let me have another body. Let there be a second body. Dvitiyaha me atma jayetaiti saha akamayata. Saha akamayata, he desired what? He had a desire to have another body. Dvitiyaha ma atma jayeta iti, may have a second body iti. Then, okay, the desire came. Let me have another body. The desire came. Let there be a second body for me. After that, here the word atma means body. Saha. May atma jayeta, let there be another body for me. Samana savacham mithunagum samabhavat. thereafter manasa vacham mithunam samabhavat. Mithunam vacham samabhavat. Mithunam means a pair. So he created, then what he created? A pair. A pair with what? Speech. Vacham. He created a pair with, he created a pair with the speech. Saha manasa vacham mithunam. Mithunam vacham. He created a pair with the speech. What speech means? What speech? Nothing. Speech here implies words. Words stand for Vedas. He created the Vedas and the mind. So he says, manasa vacham mithunam samabhavat. Then Hiranyagarbha himself became, further what? Mind, became a mind, and not only mind, also became the speech, words. And the words means which words here? He became Vedas. Manasa stands for mind. He became mind. Abhavat. He became himself mind. Then he also became what? Mithunam vacham. Mithunam, a pair of pair. He became a pair also. With speech means what? With all the Vedas. The word speech, vacham, stands for Vedas and the mind. Okay. Outwards, what happened? Ashanaya mrityuhu. Ashanaya mrityuhu. Ashanaya means hunger. Then mrityuhu. That desire, asa hunger. Tad yetad retas asit. Thereafter, retas asit means a seed came from him. Seed also came. And that seed alone became what now? Saha samvatsaraha abhavat. Then he became the year. See, the creation, srishti in Vrindavanam, very funny. Please don't laugh at it. You heard it. Naha puratataha samvatsara asa. Which means there was no, until then there was no year. Only then the year came into existence. The period called year came into existence. The seed came. And then from that seed again what? Year came. Before that there was no year. Tam etavantam kalam abhibaha. That is when time came. Time factor came into existence. Until then there was no time. Yavan samvatsaraha tametavataha kalasya parastad asrujata. Then time factor came into existence, it seems, and he himself wanted to devour the time. Tam jatam. Abhivyadad. Adatsa. Bana karat saiva vagabhavat. Okay. So, the fourth mantra, he just says, all the Vedas also came into existence from him. The speech came into existence from him. Time came into existence from him. And he himself wanted to devour the time. It means he became the devourer of the time also. The time came, he became himself the devourer of the time also. This what is the content of the fourth mantra. We don't need to really do much about it. Then, finally, with this, if you move on to sixth mantra, fifth mantra, sa aikshat yadiva imam abhimanyase kaniyonam karishyeti sa tayavacha tenatmana idam sarvam asrajat yadidam kincha achayajumshi samani chandamsi yajnan prajaha pashun sa yadyadev asrujat tat tad attum aghyat tat tadattum aghyat sarvam va atti iti taditara ittaditare taditare tad aditeraditvam tadaditeradititvam sarvasya etasya atta bhavati sarvasya etasya atta bhavati sarvam asyannam bhavati ya evam etad aditehe adititvam veda. If you repeat the fifth mantra again, sa aikshata yadi va imam abhimamsye yadi va iyam abhimamsye kani yonam karishye iti sataya vacha tena atmana idam sarvam asrajat. Full stop there. Yadi dam kincha archaha yajumshi samani chandamsi yajnan prajaha pashun sa yad yadeva asrajata saha yad yadeva asrajata saha yad yadeva asrajata tat tadattum aghyata sarvam va atti iti tad aditeraditvam sarvasya etasya atta bhavati sarvasya etasya atta bhavati sarvam asya annam bhavati ya evam etad aditehe adititvam veda. So here he says, this fifth mantra I'll explain again in the next class. Fifth mantra I'll explain in detail next class. So today the most important portion in the whole of all the six mantras, the important part comes in the third mantra, which is Agni Upasam, how to invoke the Virat upon Agni. That is the most important mantra. Rest of the mantras are not important at all, but still I didn't want to miss anything. I want to read it out for you. So in this again, he himself becomes eater and the eaten. The fifth mantra, the main point he says, he himself became eater and the eaten, consumer and the consumed, knower and the known. The knower is Hiranyagarbha, known also is Hiranyagarbha. Consumer is Hiranyagarbha, consumed is Hiranyagarbha. Eater is Hiranyagarbha, eaten is also Hiranyagarbha. There's nothing which is not Hiranyagarbha here. That is what is said very briefly here. So, which means all the Vedas, all the chandas and all the mantras and also all the animals, completely different words are used. Different words are used. This fifth mantra meaning, again, I'll explain to you in the next class. The third mantra is important mantra which you know thoroughly. Any doubts in the third mantra? Okay.
No, Swaminiji, and what?
One second, let me finish it first. I give you time to ask you questions. The sixth mantra, what I'll tell you, sixth mantra I have to tell you. Sixth mantra also I'll explain next class itself. The sixth mantra, he will say, does these upasanams prescribed first in the, what was prescribed in the first Brahmanam? Ashva upasanam prescribed in the first Brahmanam and Agni upasanam prescribed in the second Brahmanam, the third mantra, these two upasanas must be combined. It's called upasana samuchayaha. Combination of two meditations are said, is said to be summa upasana samuchayaha. But Shankaracharya used a technical term, samasya. Okay, samasya. He used a different term. Samuchayaha means combination. The two upasanas must be combined and practiced. Then only it will be effective. Ashva upasana independently is a sub, is a angi, angam. And this this Agni upasana also is a separate upasana. But still, when they both have to be combined and meditated, which means a person who invokes Virat upon Ashva must also invoke Virat upon the Agni. Is it clear? The both upasanas, a person must meditate upon both Vishwa Agni and Ashva. If then a person practices both upasanas, it becomes what? Samasyam. Upasana samasyam or upasana samuchayaha. Combination of two upasanas. That is, then it will be effective. That is what is said in the sixth mantra that we will see next class. We'll also see the fifth mantra meaning in the next class. So you, of all the six mantras of second Brahmanam, we need to remember only these important names. Hiranyagarbha became three, and Hiranyagarbha is also known as Arkaha. Agni is also called Arkaha. Agni has two titles. One is two qualifications as Arkaha and Appratishthitaha. And therefore, we need to invoke Virat upon this Agnihi, Agni Upasanam. How to see Agni Upasanam? Which part of Agni should be seen as which part of Virat? What is the eastern part of Agni? What is the western part of Agni? What is the top part of Agni? What is the lower part of Agni? What is the middle part of Agni? You have to see Agni's head. Agni's head and also Agni's head part means Agni's top part, Agni's lower part, Agni's chest part, Agni's stomach part. And Agni's two sides. Virat's two sides. You see how to see Virat in Agni. That is the most important part in the whole of second Brahmanam of all the six mantras. Rest of things not at all important. Swamiji was not bothered to do anything. But I wanted to make extra effort to do this. Because I didn't want you to miss it. Okay, now I'm stopping. Let me start the recording so we can see the any questions. Any questions?
Swaminiji, what is intermediary space?
Intermediary space means space from between heaven and the earth. Space between heaven and the earth is intermediary space, antariksham. Any other question? Doctor? Kate Billia? See, I repeated so many times because the terms are different. Have you ever known the word udakam means water? There, kam alone is taken. The Swamiji used to say, the Subramaniam, we keep the name and we call him Subbu. And you know, we become Subramaniam becomes Subbu. Krishna becomes Kichu. Like that, Udakam becomes Kam. This is Swamiji's example. Okay. Now, and the Kittu, and people curse poo. And make a soup also. Sometimes. And then if they come to England, and they'll cook a soup. A very short, make it some. Swami becomes Sam. Like all, they make it different. Like that, here also Udakam becomes Kam. And the kam means what? Water. And when did Agni, what happens for people who worship Agni? People who worship Agni become blessed with abundance of water. They become confused, isn't it? Why should people who worship Agni get water, not Agni? Because Agni's base is water. Where is Agni? Water comes first, then comes Agni. Therefore, water has Agni as its basis. Sorry, Agni has water as its basis. Is the cult ulta different? Therefore, what worshippers get? Kam. Therefore, archan archakaha worshipper. The worshipper gets kam. Therefore, he is called arkaha. And worshipper kam also means happiness. The worshipper will be blessed with the kam, happiness. Therefore, ar stands for worshipper. Kam stands for water and peace, happiness. Arkaha means the one who bestows, one who gives the worshipper water and happiness. Therefore, he is called Arkaha. And he is called Apratishtitaha because Agni has its basis in the water Apaha. It's called Apratishtitaha. These two qualifications of Agni, if you remember, that is good enough today's class. Then I'll ask you, what are the parts, how Virat is invoked upon Agni? That is enough. Now, if you remember, only easy. Four directions, four parts of Agni, based on four part directions. Then top part, chest part, middle part, that's all. How you see Agni, Virat in that Agni. This is the important content. We have to go fast. So next class, I'll try to be faster. Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.